read, obey, and conform, UN to release climate orders for societies and economies. By Simon Kent on April 4, 2022. Climate experts commissioned by the UN will release what is claimed to be the definitive guide to halting global warming on Monday. In a report ordering how societies and economies must transform to ensure a livable future. The UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, is responsible for the publication designed to shape the global climate response in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. AFP reports the IPCC published the first two installments earlier this year in a trilogy of mammoth scientific assessments covering how greenhouse gas pollution is claimed to be heating the planet and what that means for life on Earth. This third report will outline what to do about it. It comes just days after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appointed a panel led by Canada's former environment minister to ensure private companies obey climate directives with every business, investor, city, state and region targeted for compliance by the globalist body, as Breitbart News reported. Governments have the lion's share of responsibility to achieve net zero emissions by mid-century, Guterres said Friday when he announced the plan. Adding this was particularly true for the group of 20 major emerging and industrialized economies that account for 80% of greenhouse gas emissions. Now 2 weeks of negotiations that have seen nearly 200 nations struggling to thrash out line by line a high-level summary for policymakers that distills the hundreds of pages of underlying assessment will be made public, according to AFP. That meeting was supposed to wrap up on Friday, but dragged on through the weekend. The IPCC assessment was originally due to be published publicly on Monday at 0900 GMT, but will now be released at 1500 GMT. Everybody has something to lose and everybody has something to gain, said one person close to the process. The main focus of the report is on weaning the global economy off fossil fuels and moving to lower zero-carbon sources of energy, from solar and wind to nuclear, hydro and hydrogen. The report's finding will feed into UN political negotiations, which resume in November in Egypt at 27 Colombian pesos. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.